Perhaps if Dave had been a different sort of person, he would have remembered Jim McDevitt and the candy-guzzling Cubs before accepting the job of road manager for a heavy metal group called Thrasher. Thrasher was in the third month of a year-long tour of the world when Dave signed on. The fact that the position was open at that point should have told him something. He caught up with Thrasher in a hotel bar after a disastrous show in Evansville, Indiana, during which the sound man had hurled a bottle of scotch at the lead singer and punched the drummer's girlfriend, leaving her unconscious in the wings while he stormed around the arena, yanking cables out of speakers in the middle of Thrasher's set. By noon the next day, on the bus and already halfway to Minneapolis, Dave had begun to appreciate just how irreparably dysfunctional the crazed enterprise was. The bass guitarist wouldn't get on the tour bus and was driving himself to the gigs. The drummer's girlfriend, who had been retching in the can since they left Evansville, had already been banned from a rival band's tour by a road manager because of how badly she had messed up their drummer with the drugs she provided him. The keyboard player hated everyone, especially the bass guitarist. And the lead singer was so strung out, it had taken them half an hour to talk him out of the hotel elevator that morning.